And featuring in our staycation segment of today's show, what else could we do but one of the seven wonders of the world, located right here in the great state of Arizona. It's our own Grand Canyon.
Do you know how many people live in Arizona, were raised in Arizona, and have never been to the Grand Canyon?
They should be expelled to California.
No, we should encourage them to go.
Yeah,
they're
really
missing out.
Oh, so we've got the staycation package travelers, the winners, traveling to the Grand Canyon this particular month. What kind of package and bundle have you been able to put together for them?
Well, you know, we love the stories of the Grand Canyon, and we had Roger Naylor on last year talking about his new book about the Kolb brothers. So in the staycation package, they will get a signed copy of Roger Naylor's The Amazing Kolb Brothers of the Grand Canyon. It would be really fun to read that while you're sitting by the edge of the Grand Door, wouldn't it?
Oh, maybe right there next to the Kolb studio.
Yeah,
you know,
there you go.
Just leaning up against the little rim wall that's there alongside the rim trail there. It'd be a perfect place to soak it all in, maybe even catch a flight of an overhead condor.
That's right. Oh, man.
It's all right there.
Well,
the Kolb brothers, what an interesting story they have compiled, building their empire right there on the very ledge, on the very precipice, the very rim of the south rim of the Grand Canyon. Kolb Studios, one of the more impressive buildings I've seen. And then you look at some of the photographs they've taken and the film documentary they made of floating down the Grand Canyon. Pretty incredible story.
Well, of course, they'll get to go. This trip starts with going to Sanderson Ford and picking out their choice, the winner's choice of a vehicle off their demo lot. And then they take that little vehicle and they can drive up the highway. They'll have in their car, they'll have magazines from Arizona Highways and guidebooks. They can maybe stop and even do a few hikes along the way.
Absolutely. The new Arizona Highways guidebook is hot off the press. It's brand new. They're featuring it by segments and by activities. So they're a great set of books that we'll have included in there. Now, once they get up to the Grand Canyon Village, where are we going to put them up?
They're going to stay at the newly remodeled Yavapai Lodge. Here's their tagline. Yavapai Lodge, where natural beauty meets the magic of convenience. So it's newly remodeled. It's right inside the park itself. It has an east wing and a west wing. On the east wing, you have two stories, newly remodeled rooms. They are air-conditioned, and it's not pet-friendly. So if you want to bring your little furry babies, you have to stay on the west wing. And it's mid-century modern, newly remodeled as well, pet-friendly, and you even get a little pet package if you bring your pet. Doggy bags and little bowls to feed and water.
They'll even
leash,
take a little travel kennel to the room, right?
Yeah. So isn't that cool? So
if you people travel with their dogs don't put them in a kennel in the room.
Well, and if
most people that are that close to their pets, the pet's in the bed with the folks.
Well, that's probably true. Shh, don't tell anybody. So anyway, the Yavapai Lodge, if you go to their website, they have a wonderful page showing the lodge itself, and it gives you a place to plan your adventure. And you can go by, you can look at what's going on up in the area. It gives you a two-day things to think about. If you're there for 2 days, here's some things to do. If you're here for 3 days, here's some things to do. Bright Angel Trail, whitewater rafting, hiking, just whatever you want to do up there.
If you're traveling to the Grand Canyon, I think it's the number one tourist destination spot in the state of Arizona. And you have to plan accordingly. You're not just going to show up and get a seat on a burro ride down to the bottom of Phantom Ranch.
This is true.
That's something that takes a little planning and a little foresight and some reservations.
Well, even some of the trails, like Havasupai, don't you have to have a permit to get down there? I tried to get one last year and we couldn't get one.
Those are hard to get.
We tried on the day it opened. It was already, the phones were so busy you couldn't get through. So you have to really want it and work at it if you want to be able to do some of those. But to just walk around El Tovar and look around and sit on the edge of the canyon and watch the beautiful views, you can't beat it.
No, you really can't. So sunsets, sunrise, maybe in April, a little cloud inversion that always makes a very dramatic sight at the Grand Canyon. I hope whoever wins and gets up there does take the time just to travel down one of the trails just a little bit. South Kaibab is a nice trail. It's a little bit steep, but it gets you out to Juniper Point and get you there fairly quickly. It's a commanding view of the Grand Canyon. You can do the same on Bright Angel and get down to Indian Gardens. It's a little bit farther of a hike, But it gets you closer to the river, and it does get you to a very beautiful location.
You can do both those without a permit?
You day hikes just there and back. Mm-hmm. You can. I'm almost positive. Just tell them Rosie said it was okay. See what that gets you.
The huge.
Yeah, I'll come up to Grand Canyon Village and bail you out if that's the case. So we're packaging these staycations per destination specific every month. RosieOnTheHouse.com, the only place in the world for you to register for your Arizona staycation. Romy, what have you got coming up?
Well, we've got a great panel today. It's an interesting story, and I'll talk a little bit more, but we have three guests for our Outdoor Living Hour. A couple follow-up notes before we wrap this one up. Several calls of people wanting to know the book you are giving our guests at the beginning. It's The Emerald Mile, Kevin Fedarko. It's about three guys that jumped in a rowboat and went down the Grand Canyon in a flood season of 1983 and did the whole Grand Canyon in a boat in like 24 hours. It's an incredible story. But if you want to experience it, we're going to have the Arizona River Runners up soon. It's in a much more mild manner. Great, great platform for any length of time. You can do a 24-day trip down the Grand Canyon or as short as like a three-day or a half-day trip. But we'll have the Arizona River Runners up to follow up talking about the Grand Canyon Water Outdoor Living Hour next. If you've got a question about your landscape, garden, or outdoors, get online now at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.